25 years ago, when my family moved to Waterville, Maine, we bought a house with a finished basement that was sectioned off into a laundry room and a rec room. The latter seemed like the best place for my office, so I soon interred myself there, setting up my desk and computer and a half dozen bookcases below ground, in a windowless room where it would be quiet and I would not be underfoot, though I was, of course, literally, under the feet of my wife and daughters. I worked in that basement for 4 years, writing most of my novel Straight Man there, before finally putting in a request to come above ground. The problem was that no one in our family, besides me, remembered to shut the laundry room door when the dryer was going, and after a couple of loads of towels, the air down there became thick and dry. "I'm asphyxiating," I complained. "I can feel my lungs filling up with lint." As you may know, requests for exhumation are seldom granted. In all the houses we had ever lived in during my long academic nomadship, I had always been relegated to the basement, and this was where my then teenage daughters had come to believe that their father belonged. My wife wasn't thrilled either. If I was allowed to come up into the light of day, I might see other things I wanted, and where would it all end? But a movie of my novel Nobody's Fool was about to start shooting, and at long last, my books were making some money, which meant that for the first time, I actually had some juice in the family. Whatever the reason, I unexpectedly prevailed and was allowed to move upstairs into a room whose window looked out onto our backyard, near the center of which stood a gnarled apple tree that bore and then dropped hundreds of hard, green, worm-infested apples each August. This bitter harvest shouldn't have surprised us. Resting against the base of the tree was a gravestone. When we first moved into the house, I had briefly puzzled over the stone, especially its inscription. Naiman Khalil Cater, born in Syria, 1897. Died May 11th, 1925, age 28 years. To Western eyes, it read like a movie marquee vandalized by children who thought it would be funny to scramble the letters around a little, thereby requiring patrons to rearrange them in order to decide if they wanted to see this movie. I remember squinting at that first name, Naiman, and tracing the N with my index finger on the cold stone, to make sure that was what it was. Then conjuring in my warped imagination a fictional encounter between an old stonecutter and his young apprentice, the old man cuffing the kid in the back of the head and shouting, "Not Naiman, you idiot! Simon!"